Are you resistant to change at work, at home, and in your life? It's more common than you'd think. But in order to move forward, sometimes you need to stretch and move out of your comfort zone. This is Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears with life, business, and career coach, Sandra Hill. It's time to embrace change. This program features the motivation that you need to make it happen. Now, here is your host and coach, Sandra Hill.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another wonderfully empowering episode. Each week I've been striving to bring you individuals from different walks of life who are willing to share their testimony as an inspiration to someone out there who might be going through some unpleasantries, life changes, or vulnerabilities. My goal is to provide you with motivation, inspiration, and guidance. So thank you so much for listening each and every week. And if you miss a week, you remember, you always can go back and listen on demand. I'd like to give special shout outs to those of you in Canada, France, Germany, China, Russia, Finland, Australia, New Zealand, Brazil, and of course, the United States. Because without you, this show would not exist. So thank you so much. And if you are new to the show, know that in addition to having some awesome guests, I'll periodically share coaching tips and techniques that you can put into practice immediately. So without further ado, let me introduce to you the guest of the hour. Today we have with us Nadine Pissaris. She was born in an Italian family in New York, and she's a wife and mother of six. She experienced at age 19 a mission trip to Haiti that redirected her path in life. She eventually studied to become a teacher and an inner healing counselor. Nadine received her BSED degree and served as a state certified teacher for 10 years before taking early retirement. She is also a certified anger management specialist, domestic violence specialist, an integrative nutrition health coach, and also a certified brain health coach through the Amen Clinics. And she is currently working on her certified alcohol and drug counselor. Nadine currently serves as a global organization leader for a pace-setting travel and lifestyle company. Early on in her travel career, she was plunged into an unexpected journey she could never have imagined as her son struggled with the disease of addiction. Nadine identified a unique opportunity to combine an out-of-the-box therapeutic travel recovery project with a concept her company created called voluntourism. And I'm going to let her talk about what that actually is. But anyway, this later evolved into establishing a 501c3 nonprofit called Hope Dealers Worldwide, which serves those whose lives have been touched by the disease of addiction. Nadine has won some awards and recognition, and I could go on and on, but I do not want to take away from what Nadine has to share with us today. So Nadine, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sandra, so much for having me. I'm totally humbled and grateful to have been invited to your very successful show. Thank you.
Thank you for accepting the invitation. So, Nadine, tell us a little bit as background about this journey that you have embarked on unexpectedly.
Okay. Well, I got to say it started probably when I was born, unbeknownst to my mother. The name Nadine is only one translation, one word. It's in Slavic, French, Russian, and Greek. And that one word that translates the same in all the languages is the word hope. So all my life, you know, since as early as I could remember, I wanted to collect smiles and bring joy to others. That's just what I enjoyed. You know, coming back from a mission trip in Haiti, I returned to the University of Georgia, And I switched my degree, my major, from accounting to education because I just wanted to serve children and make them smile. You know, long story short, like you said, I served as a certified teacher in the state of Georgia for 10 years, and then I was introduced to the travel industry. You know, I've always known I was called to serve in some big ways that would require quite a lot of money. Even though I was very grateful to serve as a teacher, there were two problems I faced being a teacher. Number one is I had to be at school every day. So I really didn't have my time freedom to just get up and go whenever I felt the leading to serve others. And the second problem is teaching school didn't compensate with the amount of money that was going to be necessary to serve in the ways that I felt called to serve. So I ended up finding a vehicle in the travel industry that gave me my time and money freedom so that I was free to serve with no hindrances. So, you know, in the beginning of this new travel career, I began to experience some success in a totally new arena I knew nothing about. Simultaneously, I had discovered at that time that my son had been become addicted to heroin. I go into more detail about about all that in my book about how that whole experience played out. But in a nutshell, I grasped very tightly to my faith and hope, and I energetically responded to this crisis with a creation. So, like you said, in my travel organization, there was a concept that they created by the World Ventures Foundation called voluntourism. And that's where a travel club member could experience the pleasure of tourism along with a fulfilling service project in an underprivileged community. So our company created the word voluntourism. So back in 2016, I felt led to combine this voluntourism platform with a group of those in our community whose lives were touched by the disease of addiction. So we created an innovative, out-of-the-box therapeutic recovery project. Now, my son had just lost his best friend, Tanner, to overdose, and that just hit home so hard. It impacted us so deeply. So we also wanted to create something and dedicate something in memory to Tanner also. So we had a twofold purpose. We were going to do something in dedication to Tanner, and we were also going to do a therapeutic recovery project. So I called my buddy Kit Cummings, and he was all in with this project, and we used Kit's registered slogan and named our project the Hope is the New Dope Bottle School Project. And so we ended up taking a group of 20 to Guatemala through the safety of our travel club platform, partnered with World Ventures Foundation and Hug It Forward, and we built an eco-friendly school in the village of San Martin. Now, Guatemala experiences a trash collection problem pretty bad. So plastic water and soda bottles from the side of the road are collected, and the kids and we all stuff them with trash, and we use these to insulate the walls of the school. So this solves a huge garbage problem in the community and provides a much-needed school building in a village that didn't have a school. So, you know, the interesting thing was the blessing was also evidenced by those that served on the trip, us group of 20. You know, a lot of people that had been known for using drugs were called junkies in the USA. Well, these junkies from the USA became heroes in the villages in Guatemala. So can you imagine the dose of hope that recovering addicts were experiencing, the boost in their self-esteem, the smiles, the joy, the connection we all experienced? It just resulted in the most amazing therapeutic recovery project ever, and this all led to the formation of our 501c3 nonprofit organization called Hope Dealers Worldwide.
You know, that is such an inspiring story. First of all, I've never been to Guatemala. So I'm trying, as you're speaking, to envision all that trash that was so voluminous. You built a school. That's amazing in itself. And the fact that the people who helped, the volunteers, you know, it seems like their lives were transformed because you gave them that boost, that positivity that they were possibly seeking and didn't even know it. So let me ask you, was there a criteria, like did you just take anybody at any point in their addiction / recovery stage? Or how, can you elaborate a little bit about that process?
Well, at that point, there was no criteria. We did have, you know, a more of a core group of people who had fundraised for almost a year, all the way up to a young man who was overdosed in the ditch just a week prior to us leaving for Guatemala, that went through detox for a week, and we ended up picking him up from detox, and 6 days later, we had his passport, his license, his plane ticket, and everything, and he was on the trip with us, and his life was forever transformed. So in just all different walks, we had a lot of people who were friends and family of those struggling with addiction. So we had people going in proxy of those with addiction. And then we did have some recovered addicts too. So it was amazing. All my kids went. In fact, instead of Christmas presents that year, the gift to all my kids was they get to go build a Bible school in Guatemala. And they never complained once about not having Christmas gifts. So that was super cool. It's super cool being a hope dealer.
And that is what a hope dealer is, giving out hope to others who don't have it. Is that a correct definition?
Well, yeah, a hope dealer is simply someone who completes the transaction of dealing or delivering hope to another. And what's even more powerful than one hope dealer is a group of hope dealers, which is defined as a group of people unified together with others on the same mission of dealing or delivering hope. So the hope dealer begins to understand that things don't happen to them. Things happen for them, which ushers them into the deeper discovery that things start to happen through them. And so the hope dealer's main purpose really is to serve others, not save others, but to serve the best interests of others. So honestly, to really grasp the power behind a hope deal, it's important to understand the scientific process. There's literally a scientific process that actually occurs during a hope transaction. I know this sounds a little strange, but just bear with me here because this is super cool. One of my good friends, international motivational speaker, best-selling author, Kit Cummings, describes this transaction perfectly. You know, he says, when you simply say something encouraging to another person or doing something kind to them or serving them or performing an act of love for another, simply if you put a smile on their face or make them feel good, then biochemically in their body, dopamine is increased. Now, that's cool. However, the cooler part is when the person doing the dealing sees the smile on the recipient's face. Now, the dealer's body has increased dopamine. Now, that's the addicting part. But then, here's where it gets even crazier, right? If anyone is around observing this whole transaction, right, they too experience an increase in dopamine in their body just from witnessing the whole deal. So next thing you know, you've got dopamine flinging around all over the place like a virus hitting up everyone present, and you've just experienced a big, huge hope is the new dope fest. I mean, it's simple, powerful, and addicting, and this is the type of natural dope that we were created to experience, the natural God-given high that was intended for us to enjoy.
You know, I like that. Hope is the new dope. That is so creative. And just to play on words, dopamine, hope, dope. I mean, that you couldn't have done any better. Really, really. Well, that is amazing, scientifically amazing.
Well, thank you. And I do want to clarify, Kit Cummings came up with Hope is a New Dope slogan. We came up with Hope Dealers. So I want to give you credit to where credit's due.
Okay,
yes,
okay. All right.
So
let's do this, Nadine. When we come back from our commercial break, kind of go into a little bit about Hope Dealers, The Calling, The Struggle, The Breakthroughs, and The Community of Believers. That book that's out there and what it's all about, where people can get it, and all of that. So, ladies and gents, you've been listening to Nadine, our worldwide hope dealer. And stay tuned, because believe me, she's got some more powerful messages and information to share. So don't move that dial. We'll be right back.
We don't follow, we lead. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
Sandra Hill is part of a new coaching compilation about creating the life you want. Her chapter is called How to Survive and Thrive at Today's Version of the Game of Life. Sandra is also launching a new webinar called Ramp It Up, 6 Limiting Beliefs That Are Preventing You from Increasing Your Income. Visit NewHorizonCoaching.com to find out more about the launch of the webinar series, as well as Sandra Hill's other coaching programs. You may also check out her line of popular ebooks, such as Learn to Let Go, How to Create Your Own Space, How to Reduce Frustration, and many more. Sandra and New Horizon Coaching have some great packages available for individual or group life, business, and career coaching sessions. She offers discounts on referrals for individuals and group coaching. In fact, you can get started right now with an additional discount on her services by using promo code VA. So visit NewHorizonCoaching.com. That's New, HORIZEN, coaching.com. And use promo code VA, as in Voice America.
Tune in to the Tony D'Urso Show with key influencers for entertaining and thought-provoking weekly discussions with some of the top stars in their fields. From business, sports, and science to entertainment, music, and literature, Tony's guests share their success and give their wisdom. If you're looking to manifest your vision and see how others have done so, be sure to listen to the Tony D'Urso Show every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
You are tuned in to Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears. To reach the show today, call in to 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. If you'd rather send an email, you may send it to Coach Hill at NewHorizonCoaching.com. And remember, Horizon is spelled H-O-R-I-Z-E-N. Now, back to Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for staying with us. You are listening to Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears. And I'm Sandra Hill, your life, business, and career coach. Today's special guest is Nadine Bisaris, and she is founder of Hope Dealers Worldwide. So, Nadine, let's continue with this wonderful conversation about being a hope dealer. You've shared in the first segment basically what a hope dealer is and how it got started, how you got started. Share a little bit about the Hope Dealer program.
Okay, sure. Well, you know, there's a man named Johann Hari that was on a TED Talk, and he talks about the opposite of addiction is connection. And that's a profound statement. It's worth repeating twice. The opposite of addiction is connection. So here's the problem. Many people are unsuccessful with the process of connecting with one another or with their higher power, and usually both. This could logically result in a dopamine deficiency, right? So many have lost hope and often turn to substances or other addictive behaviors to satisfy their dopamine craving in unhealthy ways, which can lead to destruction of lives, severe illness, and even death. Thus, the rise of the opioid epidemic. I totally believe it came from a lack of connection. You know, the solution, though, we just got to increase the amount of friendly local neighborhood hope dealers. So as we were talking about the bottle school project that we started the nonprofit with, you know, it started to become costly. And it's not that we're not doing anymore. We will be doing more, but it was a little bit costly to do all the time. You know, I was thinking, what can we do here in the community? See, there was a problem keeping people connected after the bottle schools. We started, you know, they had such strong connections, such a high, such an amazing experience, and then they're back in the USA to reality, right? So we started having these hope dealer support group meetings so that we wouldn't lose the connection that we built in Guatemala. Well, our support group meetings were really, like, filled with life. Oh, my goodness, we love getting together, connecting and all that. We were even featured on the TV show Intervention on A&E. They were showing on that show who's doing something good in the middle of the opioid crisis, so they featured our program. But then something tragic happened. Another one of my son's best friends passed away. And so my son relapsed again. And I put a halt on everything until I felt we had a clearer direction of what to do next. See, there's a big problem. A lot of addicts do not have insurance or money to get the medical care they need. I was really upset over the lack of free or low-cost options to help the person who was struggling from this horrific disease of addiction. People were overdosing and dying right and left. I mean, I remember it just seemed like every Saturday there was a funeral to go to. It got that bad. And the truth is most addicts couldn't afford medical care or rehab, any type of rehabilitative therapy, or medication that was necessary just to survive. And they certainly couldn't afford insurance. So, you know, there's this medication, a medically assisted therapy prescribed by a medical doctor called Vivitrol. And it's a monthly shot that blocks opiates and keeps the addict from overdosing, right? But it was $1,500 a month. Who could afford that? And, you know, Tanner, my son's best friend who had passed away in overdose, he would always mention that shot to me. If only he had the money to get it. If only, you know. And it just drove us crazy thinking, if only. Well, you know what? No one had the money to get that. I mean, the opioid crisis became survival of the richest. And then, that's worth repeating again.
Who knew?
It became survival of the richest. If you could afford the medicine to keep you alive, then you'd get to live. And here's the thing. It's not just medicine that keeps people alive, but that's the thing, you know, that a doctor prescribes that helps keep their head above water so that they can have a sporting chance at going to counseling and a chance to get their life together, right?
Right, right.
So an awesome thing happened. Obamacare came out, and we noticed that premiums for the average addict, okay, and again, this is all based on a variety of factors, so don't quote me on this, but the average of all the people that we've helped navigate to get insurance was about $25 a month premium. That's it. And Vivitrol was covered on that. So just the fact that mom could sleep at night knowing for $25 a month her kid was going to stay alive, and, you know, as long as he was on this shot, it was just once a month, so it was hard to skip it, right? So that was awesome. You know, but like I said, by this time, Tanner had already overdosed and passed away, and I grew real super angry inside. Like I said, if only this low-cost insurance and fully covered Vivitrol was around then, Tanner might still be alive. So that angry energy motivated me to create again. So I partnered with my friend Bill, who is a licensed insurance broker of 30 years, and he taught me how to help addicts and their families navigate the very confusing Obamacare Marketplace website so that addicts and their families finally had access to affordable, low-cost treatment and therapy. This could help the addict. It could keep the addict from overdosing and spare their lives. So we provided this service as a free community service, and we've helped over 100 people get qualified for that. So that was a program that happened next. But then we really missed the Hope Dealer support group meetings. So we decided to take it up a notch and offer a greater purpose to these group meetings. And so the problem, here's the problem. There's 22 million addicts in the United States. However, there's only about 6,000 certified substance abuse counselors. So how about we create state-certified Hope Dealer flavored, substance abuse counselors.
Right,
because
right,
the minimum
right.
The minimum requirement was a GED and high school diploma. So almost everyone is able to do this. So we now offer, this is our most popular program right now, and we're still going to do bottle schools when the timing's right, but right now we regularly offer state-certified alcohol and drug classes to everyone in the community that wants to be part of the solution. We have all different walks of life in our classes, but we have several recovered addicts in our class that finally found a career path that truly makes them feel fulfilled. So you think about this, Sandra. Recovered addicts successfully living the recovered lifestyle make the best counselors because they've been there. And they know how to lead someone out of the hole of addiction. So you combine their experience in recovery success with a state certification, and it can take up to 2 to 3 years to complete, and then you end up with an amazing counselor. But go ahead.
No, I was going to ask a question, but what about the classes? It takes 2 to 3 years to complete.
Right. And they're about $100 a class. So, you're looking at some money, which honestly some recovered addicts don't have because they burn their bridges financially back when their addiction was active. Thousands of dollars families will spend on rehabs and a second mortgage their home and addiction expenses and all the stuff that comes with a nasty disease. And, needless to say, the college money's probably been depleted. So we offer financial scholarships to pay for their certification training classes. And the jobs are in high demand with this certificate. So now we have recovered addicts making a respectable salary instead of a minimum wage job. And they can finally support themselves and a family. And they're also experiencing fulfillment and hope, in their job by paying it forward, by serving hope to others in the community the way that they were helped. So that's where we're at right now with our programs.
So this sounds like a full service program. And I've got a couple of questions because I'm so glad to hear that you guys were on the TV show Intervention. And I know you're getting a lot of mileage out of this program. But how do people find out? Like, are you just located within a community? Are you located within a state? How do people find out about the programs that you offer? And, if they want to volunteer to get certification or know somebody, like, do you take referrals? I just got to have a slew of questions around those programs.
So a great starting point is to go to our website at hopedealersworldwide.com. That's hopedealers with an S, worldwide.com. And on there is our email, our phone number, everything you need to know. We're on YouTube and Facebook is Hope Dealers Worldwide, and we're on Instagram and Twitter is Hope Dealers WW. So the program, now anybody anywhere in the world, can go on the bottle school projects with us. You got to get to Guatemala and we help you get there. But the CADC, the Certified Alcohol and Drug Counseling classes, Right now, they're currently taking place close to where I live in Canton, Georgia, at the Hope Dealers Worldwide office. My vision is that this model of classes go worldwide. I mean, I think we're named worldwide for a reason, and I think that, well, I plan to develop this program worldwide because it's kind of a step above the basic state curriculum. We have a lot of vision and personal growth and development involved in our classes that possibly a state program would not include. But we have everything that the state requires, too.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you, do you have the state requirements? And I don't know if those state requirements or maybe your program unique in that they have mentors or people that the students can pair up with or hook up with, connect with in some way, shape, form, or fashion to make sure that they don't have that relapse. They keep on, or they've got some people who they can ask questions of in the event that something unusual happens, like a friend overdoses. You don't want them to relapse, you know, and fall through the cracks. So do you have something unique like that as well?
So, well, first let me go back. The state requires, in every state, requires the 12 core functions of a substance abuse counselor, and everyone has to teach that. That's not optional. Then supervisory and education hours are required. However, in our education hours, we relate a lot of personal growth and development to the core functions, and so we can do that. Now, the people that are, so about half of our class is recovered addicts and half are not. They're just people in the community that want to get their certification. Those who are recovered addicts, they are very, very well along in their recovery. In order to receive a scholarship, you cannot be in active addiction. You're probably going to be at a point in your life where you're in very active, where you're in well recovery. Out of all our classes in the past year and a half, only one young man went through a tragic incident in his life, and he relapsed for like 1 week. And we surrounded him, and we loved him through. We got him in a detox. We got him in a rehab. Now, he has not returned to the classes yet because he's not ready for that, but we refer to counseling and to 12-step meetings and, you know, all the other stuff that he's going to need to work on before he comes back into the classes.
Okay. All right. Good to know. Good to know.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's doing great.
So you've got an amazing program here, and I know you want to share a little bit about your book. We've got to go to a commercial break. But as soon as we come back from that commercial break, kind of give out your contact information just in case someone didn't have a pen or paper handy so they could get that information. Or you guys, you can email me and I'll pass that along about the different programs, minimum qualifications, and a little bit about your book. And then I'd like for you to be thinking about, Nadine, some bit of information or something that you want to impart with our listeners today. So, ladies and gents, those of you listening, Nadine is covering a lot of material. But we only have a finite amount of time. So, we're going to go to commercial, and then when she comes back, she's going to be sharing additional information and sharing something with you. So stay tuned because we will be right back.
We don't follow, we lead. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
Sandra Hill is part of a new coaching compilation about creating the life you want. Her chapter is called How to Survive and Thrive at Today's Version of the Game of Life. Sandra is also launching a new webinar called Ramp It Up, 6 Limiting Beliefs That Are Preventing You From Increasing Your Income. Visit NewHorizonCoaching.com to find out more about the launch of the webinar series, as well as Sandra Hill's other coaching programs. You may also check out her line of popular ebooks, such as Learn to Let Go, How to Create Your Own Space, How to Reduce Frustration, and many more. Sandra and New Horizon Coaching have some great packages available for individual or group life, business, and career coaching sessions. She offers discounts on referrals for individuals and group coaching. In fact, you can get started right now with an additional discount on her services by using promo code VA. So visit NewHorizonCoaching.com. That's New, HORIZEN, coaching.com. And use promo code VA, as in Voice America.
Are you ready to move to your next level? Listen for Empowering Women, Transforming Lives with host Rebecca Hall-Greider. Each show will focus on a central topic with discussion, guests, and your questions being featured. Our show is perfect for women who feel a call in their heart to step out in a bigger, more powerful way in their life and just need some encouragement, inspiration, and practical steps to support them on their journey. Empowering Women, Transforming Lives can be heard live every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel. And join us for a replay of the show on Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
This is the Voice America Influencers Channel. Be inspired.
You are tuned in to Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears. To reach the show today, call in to 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. If you'd rather send an email, you may send it to Coach Hill at NewHorizonCoaching.com. And remember, Horizon is spelled H-O-R-I-Z-E-N. Now, back to Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears.
Hey everyone, thank you for staying with us. We've been listening to Nadine Passaris share about Hope Dealers Worldwide. On the last segment, she was sharing the various programs that Hope Dealers offers. And Nadine, I understand you also have a book out there.
Yes, I do. I do.
Share a little bit about that. What's the book called,
okay,
first of all?
All right. Well, it's called Hope Dealers, The Calling, The Struggles, The Breakthroughs, and The Community of Believers.
And where? Yep. Tell us a little bit about the book and where people can find it.
Sure. So, you know, this book was a kind of a therapy for me to write this, but it was a story that needed to be told. And it didn't matter, you know, what happened with this book, however God wanted to use it, it was up to him. So, you know, it talks about initially the calling that I had to Hope. It talks about the struggles that I've been through with being the mother of a heroin addict, the grief and loss of the death of my best friend, who's actually my dog, and what I went through with that, some health issues. I have traumatic brain injury and ADD, and I've, you know, gone through that struggle, and I function exceptionally well in spite of. It also goes over the struggles of entrepreneurship and building a new business in the middle of all of this. And it's about the community of believers, surrounding yourself and connecting with a community of believers and mentors that help you, that are there to walk with you by your side and support you through all your struggles, and how important the community of believers is. So I'm even, you know, one of my good friends, David DiGiorgio, international bestseller of the book Being Unapologetic. Oh my gosh, he got international bestseller, and I thought, well, I'm going to lean on one of my believers in the community here to see how I can do that. So he helped me a lot down that path, which was amazing. I'm very thankful to him. But where you can find the book, here's the cool thing. We hit international bestseller bestseller on May 7th on launch date on Amazon. Okay.
Well, congratulations. So that is awesome.
Thank you. That blew my mind. I'm still pinching myself. Did that really happen? Yes, it did. Oh, my gosh. You know, by the end of the evening, we had a launch party and all that on May 7th. We had hit bestseller in 11 categories and number one new release in 14 categories. And I was happy with bestseller. But then I get home, and my friend Beto in Mexico, and I've got a friend Srinivas in India, and then Jen Clark in Australia, Happy Gusevic in Estonia, all my friends from around the world, they started putting in some purchases, and next thing you know, by midnight that night, I hit international bestseller. And that was something only God could have pulled off. So that was super cool. But that's the power of the community of believers. So where you can find this book is on, you can go on our website, hopedealersworldwide.com, or you can just go to hopedealersbook.com. And on hopedealersbook.com, you'll see the trailer. It's about a minute and a half movie trailer. It's really cool for the book. And then there's a link on there that goes straight to Amazon. It is available in Kindle, paperback, and my favorite, which is hardcover. The hardcover is the nicest for sure. And, you know, that's where you can get it. It's been an amazing God-inspired work because I never knew I was a writer or an author, and here we are. So this is awesome. I just went with the flow.
You're a lady of many talents. And, you know, because this all started as a result of your family situation, your son's addiction, how is your son?
Man, my son is great. And when you get into, when you get the book, you'll be able to read all about it. Oh, the horrors we went through. But now he's wonderful. He has a good job. He has a good car. He has a good home. He has his own house. He has a nice girlfriend. He comes to our CADC classes, so he's working on his certification to become a counselor. So he's well recovered and is doing fantastic, thank God. So thanks for asking.
Oh, you are quite welcome. You're quite welcome. Now, what's on the horizon for Hope Dealers in the near future?
Well, as far as the book, we're going to have an audio book here in the next few weeks. It should be out by the end of June. We're also going to have the book translated in multiple languages, which is super cool. Never thought I'd do that, but that opportunity just flowed in my path, so hey, why not? You know, will I ever write another book? I don't know. Only God knows. However, I may write a class curriculum for our CADC classes and definitely another Bottle School project. And like I had said before, we would like to expand the Hope Dealers substance abuse counselor classes all over the world.
So how can people get involved with you as a Hope Dealer? How can people become a Hope Dealer?
Awesome. Okay, well, go straight to the website. It's a good starting point. HopeDealersWorldwide.com. That's Hope Dealers with an S, worldwide.com. There's videos on the front page. You can see everything that we're doing. There's an email address, all our contact information, phone, email, everything's on there.
Okay,
so just
great.
Email us, contact us.
Great, great. And, you know, this reminds me, you know, usually I try to leave at least one coaching tip. And the only coaching tip that really, really comes to mind is visualization. Believe it and you can do it. You know, mm-hmm. Have the confidence, have the faith. Be more, do more, live more. That's one of the exercises I have my clients participate in. So I want to share that for those of you who might be looking for an immediate coaching tip or technique. And what about from a Hope Dealer perspective, what is it that you could leave our listeners with, Nadine?
Well, that's a great question. I think the last thing that I would like to share with this audience is it's actually pretty powerful. I want to give every listener right now around the world a massive dose of hope. So buckle your seatbelt because I really want to impart something that I believe is powerful into you. And I especially want to speak to anyone out there struggling with addiction also, or any struggles you're going through. You know, and here's my question to you. What if I could guarantee you 100% that you were born to win? You were born to be a winner. And what if I could scientifically prove that each and every one of us has already won one of the biggest challenges ever? Would you want to know what I was referring to? Well, I'll tell you now.
Yeah, I was going to say, yes, obviously, yes, yes.
Okay.
Emphatically,
buckle your seatbelt. Consider this. Ready for the this is a big hope deal I'm about to send out here.
Okay.
Consider
ready.
This. There were approximately 200, and just bear with me, bear through the illustration, there were approximately 250 million sperm cells that were in serious competition for one egg at your conception, right? The mm-hmm. greatest competition, the greatest race, the greatest challenge ever, 250 million competitors are all competing for one egg, and you won simply because you are here. You are the winner of the greatest challenge and competition that ever occurred. Now, 249,999,000 lost to you. They more than lost. They're flat out dead. You are the only winner. One winner in 250 million. What are the chances, right? And you, you are the winner. So the proof isn't any greater than that, that you were born to win. But, you know, what happened? Why do we lose hope and feel defeated? What happened after that? Well, because from the moment you were a small child, we were all told, no, you can't. No, no, not good enough. You see, even though we were proven, undoubtedly, born to win, ever since childhood, our environment programmed us to lose. But we were born to win. But we've been programmed to lose. So, ladies and gentlemen, I have some fresh, energizing news for you. There is hope. We can reprogram our minds. And how do we do that? I mean, just very simply through our mouth, you know, what we speak out of our mouths, our affirmations, our declarations, the power of life and death is in the tongue. Secondly, through our eyes, what we look at and what we read, we can reprogram ourselves. And through our ears, what we hear and listen to, listening to audios that serve us. So those three things we heavily use to reprogram our brains and reclaim our winner status that we already were entitled to. So I'm part of a program that we do called Win the Day Mastery that offers accountability and suggestions for all of this reprogramming. It's totally free. It's not associated or affiliated with anything at all. However, it's just a group of people wanting to reprogram themselves and holding each other accountable and connecting to reprogram themselves to win again. So there you go, guys. There's hope. That's what I wanted to leave with you.
That is very, very moving, very powerful. And I love the analogy.
I love the analogy.
Thank you so much, Nadine, for sharing. Thank you so much for being with us today as our special guest. Next week, we're going to have a gentleman by the name of James Shell, and he's going to speak about building your encore career. Again, if this is your first time, hopefully it won't be your last. So stay tuned. Join us next Friday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Grow Your Voice and Overcome Your Fears. Remember, New Horizon Coaching and Professional Growth Advancement, that's my company, we make the impossible possible. So if you put that apostrophe in front of that I and M, what do you get? I'm possible. Live it, believe it. This has been Sandra Hill, your life, business, and career coach. Talk to everybody next Friday.
Thank you for listening this week to Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears. Be sure to join your host, Sandra Hill, again next Friday at 12 noon Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel. We hope you have a great weekend and a great week ahead as well.